Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Celebrity journalism that will blow you away, darling.
Yes,
Heidi and Frank are out today, but no worries. We got you covered right here. And if you haven't noticed, take a look, Dish Nation. Take a look, Dish Nation family, at our new set and our new open.
Ooh, we fancy.
Okay, and let's take a look to my left. Guess who we got back?
Oh, me.
I'm Bestie P. Willow.
I missed y'all too,
until
y'all.
You leave us again for maternity leave.
No, I didn't have PJ. She's still in there, okay?
Oh,
and then I'm back.
She okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. She hanging on a wing.
She really is.
She about to
Don't
drop.
Let go, PJ. Don't let go.
Well, later, y'all. Kim Kardashian wears her most shocking dress ever. And plus, Miranda Lambert also shocks us with a big announcement. But first, Headcrack, what you got for us?
Well, Brad, this Jussie Smollett situation is starting to sound like an episode of Law & Order. Only thing we're missing is iced tea. Now, last month, the Empire Star told police that he was assaulted by two men who poured bleach on him and left a noose around his neck while shouting homophobic slurs near Chicago home. Well, now there are new reports claiming that two men that were involved in the attack were allegedly friends of Smollett's and told police that the actor orchestrated the whole thing, and police now believe that this incident was staged.
What?
Yeah. But anyway, now Smollett hasn't responded to these recent allegations, but his lawyers did put out a statement on Saturday stating that they wouldn't comment on these rumors and that Jussie will continue to cooperate with the investigation. It's also been reported that a grand jury will hear the case this week. Now, what do you guys think about all this?
I think at this point, his attorney let out a statement, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that he did a couple interviews before we heard this stuff. I think now we want to hear from him again.
Yeah, we want and because initially it was white guys that was attacked.
Yeah, because
and they just turned black. Because maybe it was dark that night.
And they didn't just turn black. They African.
Yeah, baby, they were some
buff. Get so black
and
than
they
the guys
was
that they
so
pulled
buff.
Ooh, I was like, God, I got six packs.
These were Wakandan.
You want to be attacked by them, huh?
And, you know, and the thing is, like, the reports say that this all started because, you know, he was afraid he was about to, like, lose his spot on Empire.
Right.
And they figured, like, you know, a story like this would then kind of, like, build up some sympathy. And there was also another allegation that, like, you know, there was a letter that was sent, you know, making some remarks about him. And that didn't really get a lot of press. So this was something that was being used to kind of ramp it up.
I think the biggest issue at this point is that this is happening during social media times. Because Black Twitter and Instagram are going in. He's guilty in their eyes,
okay? They have a field day with it.
Oh, like, my God, the memes. Stop sending them to me, okay?
Exactly.
Like, I actually support him until I find out if he's lying or not.
And then some people say he messed up Black History Month because this is February, and they say he just messed
it
up.
Didn't tell me Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream speech, Harriet Tubman, Frederick Douglass, everything about black people is ruined because of this.
They said because we can't focus on what really happened to what Harriet Tubman and them all did because we're focusing on this, and it's taken away from Black History Month. I don't even know what Martin Luther King, who he marched with, not because I couldn't hear the story.
Because clearly you have no dream. All right, y'all, moving on. It looks like country singer Miranda Lambert has a new man, honey, and he's a New York City police officer, y'all.
Okay.
You heard right. Word on the street is the two lovebirds met on set of Good Morning America and secretly dated for 3 months before saying I do. The singer took to Instagram by posting a picture of the two with the caption, "In honor of Valentine's Day, I wanted to share some news. I met the love of my life, and we got hitched." My heart is full. Thank you, Brendan McLaughlin, for loving me for me. Hashtag the one. Now, things got messy, though, as reports are saying that he cheated on his former girlfriend and welcomed a baby with the woman he had the affair with just last November.
My.
Hey, man, when you know what you like, you know what you like.
See, yeah, I don't know about dating a man with a brand new baby. I always kind of stay away from those situations. Because it's like, the new baby, you know he got to be at her house.
That's right.
Yep. And it's just too much closeness. And you know she going to answer the door with no bra on and a house coat. Talking about John John got a cold. Sorry, I was breastfeeding right now.
Now, do you think 3 months is a little too soon to get married?
I mean, I get 90-day fiancé, but 90-day husband? Yep. They got a hell of, she must keep a pre-nothing ready. Because, baby. So, former governor of California and my former boss, iconic action star Arnold Schwarzenegger, is known in Hollywood as being a prankster, right, guys? Mm-hmm. But this time, someone trolled the action star in the most epic way possible.
Oh, Lord.
Well, so Arnold, who is an avid skier, he has his own ski run named after him in Idaho's Sun Valley Resort. It's called Arnold's Run. Simple, right?
Okay.
Well, someone thought it would be really funny to change the sign to... Yes, the sign actually says Arnold's Maid.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Yes, y'all. What y'all think about this troll? This is epic.
It's on the sign that says least difficult, as it is easy.
Right. Take somebody from the family, because that's from 20 years ago. They still ain't let it go.
Ain't let it go.
No.
Gary don't even let it go ever. So every time we talk about it, he talk about that child.
Even if it's an achievement.
Have y'all ever trolled somebody this long or about something that's old?
No, honey. They need to Teddy Pendergrass let it go.
No, I have to say, well, I know somebody else who won't let nothing go.
What?
Hey, Craig won't let my comment about the Underground Railroad die.
Oh,
he won't let it go.
Choo-choo, my friend.
Every couple of years, he just throws it in there. I'm like, let it go.
You put it back for this year. I didn't even mention it.
Oh, you was waiting on your chance.
And I think you was watching repeats. I haven't mentioned it in a long time.
No.
But it's a good time to bring it up because it's Black History.
Oh, I'm with a new child now. It's a new year.
Maybe your PJ want to catch that train.
That's the first thing I'm going to teach her little ass, okay? Yeah.
This is Marta, home of the Underground Railroad.
Okay, y'all, honey, it's time for another edition of...
What the fashion?
Well, Kim Kardashian West, honey, she stepped out for the Hollywood Beauty Awards in Los Angeles over the weekend with one of the most shocking dresses ever. Let's take a look.
Yeah. That's shocking. That shot. We always love Kim's outfits, but this is extreme. They look like the back of the dress.
Yeah. Typically, I rock with it, but because she looks so oily at the front, it looks like everything that's like covering the breast is like a sweat stain.
Yeah, to me, what makes the breast look pretty is them being pushed up and looking voluptuous and soft. These are totally like smashed.
Those breasts look oppressed.
Yeah, they smash alert.
Hey, you could only wear that, honey, with the breast she has, the new one. You can't just wear it with natural breasts.
You can't even do it with that because it's like shiny in the wrong places.
But that's a beat dress. That's a Terry Mugler, honey.
So this has been worn before?
Yeah, well, no, wait. It's a vintage look. Yeah, it is a vintage look.
Well, whoever wore it at first didn't have much boobs.
Oh, they couldn't have had.
We should burn that dress with the Gucci stuff.
She's 38 years old. She should be getting too old for these stunts, though. She got 3 children.
Well, I'm sure she still feels like she looks amazing for having 4 children, but I just think some things, like, she's pushing the envelope a little
she's
bit.
Like she's
a mother. She don't have to dress like a granny, but the is out. Yeah. Like, they are completely out, and they smash, and they don't look as voluptuous as she has.
Do y'all think she hugged anybody? Because dresses like that one you can't move.
But I bet you she hugged anybody and left like a little, like...
A grease mark.
Oh, that's artistic.
Yeah. And speaking of fashion, today the world of fashion, y'all, lost an iconic designer, Karl Lagerfeld, who died at the age of 85. Karl was best known as the creative visionary behind the iconic brands of Chanel and Fendi. Rest in peace, Karl. Your talents will be missed.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah.
Now, so John Legend can't stop gushing about his wife, Chrissy Teigen, even though she trolls him constantly on social media. So the singer paid a visit to the Ellen DeGeneres show today, and when asked about Chrissy's hilarious tweets, this is what he had to say.
So your wife recently co-hosted on the show. I thought she did a great job.
And you've never invited me to co-host. I've known you a lot longer than my wife has.
Are
you saying she's funnier than me?
No, I'm asking you. Y'all are equally funny and cool. But she is funny.
She is funnier and cooler than me.
She sends out tweets like, I like to send John nudes and say, sorry, wrong person. Hey, I'm alive. It's fine. You don't have to answer your phone. I wouldn't want you to worry. Does she run these by you, or she just surprises you?
She runs some tweets by me, but she never runs the ones when she's talking about me by me.
Uh-huh.
She sits, we're like next to each other on the couch, and she'll have this devilish look on her face. Like she's, you know, conniving some kind of devious plan. And then the tweet will go out, and I just look at her like, That's funny.
Oh, my God.
You got to have thick skin to be in that relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She sure don't want him to remarry. Mm-mm. Not dressing up in all those flowers and pink, honey. She making sure that nobody else get it.
She dressed him, Gary.
She dressed him. She dressed him where it is.
Yeah, some wives do dress like woman repellent. Men too flamboyant. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times in relationships, it be the dudes who be like the over, like, you know, comical ones, and it gets on the chick's nerves.
Yeah.
So to see the roles reverse and him handle it pretty well, like, that just, you know, kind of goes with the punches.
So, Portia, do you troll Dennis?
You know what? I have trolled him before, and he deletes it. Oh, my God, he deletes it.
Yes.
He will delete.
As he should.
He goes into your phone and deletes your...
No. You know how on Instagram, you can delete a comment?
On your Instagram.
So I go back to check, like, hey, I want to see what people
say. And it's
gone. Okay, y'all, moving on. Could actor Orlando Bloom have a thing for flowers? Recently, the actor proposed to Katy Perry with the flower-like engagement ring. That's nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, y'all, Katie isn't the only one who received a flower-like engagement ring from him.
Uh-oh.
He also gave ex-wife Miranda Kerr a similar ring when he proposed to her in 2010.
Whoa. Well, well, well.
You gotta switch it up. You can't give the same style of ring to your new chick.
Yeah, I mean, I get he changed, you know, the middle stone
from
diamond.
Hey, man, one was a ruby and one was a diamond.
Yeah, but the
That's
flower.
Not okay.
The flower is still the same.
Well, maybe he deflowered both of them. He
liked flowers. Oh, he deflowered. Now, one of them grown women.
Well, Gary, both rings are stunning, but everyone is noticing a flower pattern here. So do y'all think this is awkward, or do you think this just may be a symbol for his last name, Blue?
I didn't think about that.
I mean, he would use that. That's easy to use in case you use the same ring or something very similar. Like, I just love flower patterns because my last name is Blue.
Right.
Get it?
No, because we're talking about engagement rings. So anything outside of a solitaire is very different.
Yes.
Like, you're going to remember that. My ex-wife had a flower ring.
And he knows if he don't understand.
You're not going to remember?
Really?
Like, there's been times where I've bought flowers and I go all out of my way a year later to get some unique flowers.
And you get
the same.
It's like, yo, these are the same flowers you got me last year. How did you remember to get the exact same ones?
Oh,
and I'm
horrible.
Like, yo, it was
you
not
need
on
to
purpose.
Write it down or take a picture, head crack.
You know, but I guess you like what you like.
That makes it seem unthoughtful, though, to the woman.
All right, honey. Coming up, does rapper J. Cole consider Gabrielle Union one of his boys? Now, we'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody!
What up?
Okay, so this past weekend, many A-listers were in Charlotte, North Carolina for the NBA All-Star Game, and the event that all the stars go to is the All-Star Dunk Contest.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't the dunks that have the internet going crazy, y'all. It's this video of when rapper J. Cole, Gabrielle Union, and her hubby NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade were taking the pic. Take a look at what happens after they take the picture. Yeah. awkward, or was that the right thing to do?
The right thing to do.
Right.
I could tell he was hesitant a little bit.
Yeah.
And if he would have hugged her, people would say, oh, they messing around, and yeah. la, 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 so he did
but
right.
But that's so funny to me because, like, one man didn't have a crush on Gabrielle Union. So you got to, like, keep the distance, like, mm-hmm. just let me yeah. step you up.
And then in this Me Too era, you don't know what yeah. you can get away with
this
doing with
true.
Who. So sometimes you got to read that energy mm-hmm. and just, like, act accordingly. I be dapping mad
females. Oh, yeah. These men be trying to protect themselves.
Yes, and her husband standing right there. First thing he got on. Yeah, I saw you hug that.
Yeah, you oh. had your hand on the top uh-huh. of a booty
exactly.
cheek.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord. He could have yeah. hugged her just like he hugged him.
Dab and she looked like
lean in for a hug. It's like he gave her like some pound, like a dog pound. Like,
that'd be cool.
Look like the end of a drug deal. I understand.
Right. You need that pack for yeah. love?
And she looked like she approved. You seen that head nod? Right. It was like, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, but Gabby's a self-admitted tomboy, so the, like,
right.
she probably was all for it.
But somebody on the internet, I've read a caption, they were saying, when y'all already smashed and you got to act like she the homie in front of in front of her man.
Lord.
Whole world.
Whole world.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Now, ladies and Gary, I hear y'all complaining all the time about how much it costs to keep your skin looking good, buying all these over-the-counter face scrubs and masks. Well, you guys throw them all away because the Vivitar Ultra Suction Pore Cleanser is all you're going need.
Ooh, ultra suction? Tell me more.
For your face.
Gary.
For your face.
All back, Gary.
The ultra suction you're so excited about means that the cleanser is so powerful it can effectively remove stubborn blackheads and whiteheads, and the Vivitar Ultra Suction Pore Cleaner can clean out those clogged pores along with correcting the areas where you might have uneven skin tone. It's also going to reduce fine lines and wrinkles and stimulate skin regeneration.
I like it, but is this going to work for me and Brad? You know, we have different skin types.
Yup, it don't matter if you have oily, dry, combination, or reptilian skin. This handy gadget will work, and it comes with four different attachments. A pore cleanser, skin softener, skin tightener, and fine line corrector. And get this, you only gonna need two AA batteries to keep it going.
Ooh.
Okay, Head Crack, how much is this gonna cost us?
Well, Bratsy, typically, something like this, the Vivitar Ultra Suction Pore Cleanser normally costs about $80. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$24.
$24.
That's a good deal.
Just pull on up to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. After the break, there is a new cruise themed after one of my favorite shows. I'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey.
If you've always dreamed of going on a hot Caribbean vacation and eat all the cheesecake you can, consider it fulfilled. The iconic Golden Girls wants to thank you for being a friend. That's right, because the cruise theme is going to be after that show and will set sail in 2020. What y'all think about this?
They need to do it sooner.
Good.
Is it a senior citizens cruise?
No, because trust, most of their fans are like my age, too.
Exactly. But the only person left is Betty White. And
yeah.
You can't wait to 2020.
Well, I mean,
she ain't going on the cruise.
So where the
cruise? That's just 1 year.
Cruise.
I think she gonna be holding on. Gary, you know what? Y'all are the same age.
Yeah, I have no problem.
You should put it together and go.
I
is
have
she
no
going?
Problem with, yeah, she's gonna go, honey.
If you could be any Golden Girls character, who would y'all be?
Oh, I'm the old lady from Golden Girls because she ain't take no shit. What's her name? Sophia.
Oh, the oldest lady.
Yeah, the oldest lady. She ran
and
all
she
of them.
She was good in shade.
Yes,
too.
And she threw shade a lot.
Well,
yes.
I'm the one, honey. What's the one, honey, that loves sex?
Blanche.
I'm Blanche.
Mr. Devereaux.
What is true? You're a pal and a confidant.
I think we can't sing no more.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.